For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court upholds the president's controversial travel ban on people from mostly Muslim countries. Minnesota Democrat Keith Ellison, the first Muslim elected to Congress, blasted the Supreme Court ruling.
This is a thin veneer of national security to basically hide a very ugly policy.
The president calls the ruling a tremendous victory for the country and the Constitution.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong.
The court says the president does have the ability to ban immigrants from entire countries if he deems it to be necessary. The court ruled that it wasn't a Muslim ban, but within the powers of the presidency to control who gets into the U.S. for national security concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
17 states are suing to force the Trump administration to reunite immigrant families, while in a speech in Los Angeles, Attorney General Jeff Sessions bristled from criticism over zero-tolerance policies.
When we enforce any limits, we get attacked by the media, the so-called elites, their special interest allies, political warriors, and open borders advocates.
The state fire marshal will lead an investigation into the explosion at a Central Texas hospital. David Byram is CEO of Coriel Memorial Hospital. He says the explosion occurred at a construction site behind the facility.
Now there were 12 injured with one fatality, and they were all construction workers at that point in time. We've had no injuries to staff or residents.
At least 12 construction workers were taken to the hospital. The explosion also knocked out power. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One restaurant's decision to refuse service to Sarah Sanders is impacting other restaurants. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Several restaurants in the Northeast that have the same name as that Lexington, Virginia restaurant that refused service to Sarah Sanders over the weekend say they've been getting threats now in the wake of it. A Washington, D.C. restaurant called the Red Hen is one of them. Michael Friedman owns it.
It started just with negative comments and then just worked into death threats and vandalizing the restaurant.
Friedman saying the Italian restaurant in Northwest D.C. was egged over the weekend and is also getting threats and insults on its social media platforms. And it's been happening at other restaurants that go by the name of the Red Hen in New York and New Jersey as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two baseball coaches who served as security monitors at the South Florida high school where a gunman killed 17 people in February lost their jobs for not doing enough to prevent the massacre. Andrew Medina and David Taylor will no longer be employed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, after the Broward County School Board voted to terminate them without any discussion. In an interview Medina gave to investigators shortly after the shooting, he said he saw accused shooter Nicholas Cruz but didn't confront him or issue a code red. Taylor said he also saw Cruz on campus but lost track of him. Neither of the coaches were armed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.